You can go to Vicky Bello or Dr. Kalayan or Facial Care, Flemers World, you know, and artificially look good. Artificially look nice. Unfortunately, there are Christians like that. They artificially look good. They artificially look nice. The standard is not what people, not how people look at you. The standard is the Word of God. Right? When people look at your life and say all the good things before your face, then they turn their back and say all the bad things. You know what you call that? That's politics. You're before people, they say all the good things. You leave them, they say all the bad things. That's politics. Even among siblings, they happen. Even among loved ones. Even among husband and wife, it happens. There is a big dilemma now of who is real and who's not, isn't it? Why? Because they sing the same songs and pray the same prayers. Talk the same talk. Walk the same walk. Express the same expressions. Problem is, who's real and who's not? Or we go to movies, who's real and who's real, isn't it? R-E-A-L and R-E-E-L. Who's real and who's real? Or who's really doing and who's acting? But verse number 20 does not speak of a very big institution like the government. It does not speak of any institution except divine. It speaks of the church. And it's very obvious here in this verse that the Bible tells us that in the church there are different kinds of people that you do not even know about when it comes to their inner lives. You don't know it. Who knows it? Only God knows it. That's where it becomes hard to pastor. You know that? Especially a big church like this. Well, a lot of preachers in the States just play politics among their people. Not pastor them anymore. It's hard to pastor because it's hard to discipline. It's hard to teach. And not be instructed, because there's a big difference between teaching and instruction. It's hard to correct without being rebuked. And what do we find today in many, many churches? It's nothing but making a commitment for the Lord. I've been advising our pastors how you could be able to win professionals in the church and not lose them without compromising your convictions. That's hard. Because sooner or later, for you not to lose the givers of your church, you've got to somehow compromise. Or else, you lose your bread and butter. Am I right? Hello? Right. So, a pastor like me has to compromise with some of you people who have the bread and the butter. I just have to be very political about you and just go with the current and the wind of modern life. Because, hey, I don't want to lose you. I do that. How can the Lord's ministry continue on with all the resources? You getting my point here? Yes. So there are times I have to water down my convictions. Not me, but regarding to pastors. They have to water down their convictions. They have to accommodate. Because today, in modern language, if you do not accommodate and you're so fixed, you lose people. That's why a lot of fundamental Baptist churches can't be like Green Hills Christian Fellowship or Christ Commission Fellowship or Victory Christian Fellowship. Because you know why? Because, hey, I'm not going to budge. I'm not going to budge. When that happens, that way, folks, well, I am firm with my convictions and I would like to follow what the Lord wants me to do. Do you know what I am thinking? I'm just asking the Lord to make me so rich so I would not depend on any of you. Hello? You know? So I will not compromise my position. So I will not be guilty of accommodation here. So that I would be able to preach without fear nor favor and don't be guilty on the way home and begin to ask myself this question: did I offend the best giver in my church? Or did I offend someone that I am depending on? Or did I offend someone that can really preach? Did I offend someone that's very intelligent? And did I offend someone that's very learned and educated? Let me confess to you tonight, that is the fear of many servants of God. Lord, I have a lot of visions. I have a lot of things I'm thinking for the ministry. And Lord, how can my visions be fulfilled if I'm so strict? If I'm so narrow-minded? If I don't open up a little bit? If a man therefore purge himself from this, from what? From a dishonored life, from a life of wood and of earth. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. The word vessel, as symbolical to every believer in Christ. You are that vessel. If you're saved, you're a Christian, you have been washed by the precious blood of Jesus, you know you're going to heaven. Ikaw ay anak ng Diyos, tinanggap mo siya sa puso mo, ikaw ay ligtas, yun ang sinasabi, you're a vessel. And either you make a choice tonight that you're a vessel unto honor or a vessel unto dishonor. Dalawang klase lang yung vessel na tinutukoy sa Bible. Vessels unto honor and vessels unto dishonor. I hope I could be confident to say tonight that among all of the hundreds of people here this evening, perhaps I can only count in my fingers the vessels unto dishonor. But I'm afraid it's more than the number of my fingers and the number of my toes. I'm afraid we have more vessels tonight in this great house who are unto dishonor than vessels unto honor. That's what I'm afraid of. I'd like you to make a choice tonight. Bible says, if a man purge, the word vessel means you are an equipment of the Lord. It follows then, folks, that if you are the Lord's equipment, then you are equipped. You cannot be called an equipment if you're not equipped. Am I right? Furnace unto all good works. You know, if I can afford it, I would rather live in a house that's furnace. When I get inside that, everything is there complete. Am I right? When I get inside the house, I don't find it empty. I mean, I get inside it, I'm renting a furnished house. I get inside the house, there's a living room set, there's the dining table, there's the refrigerator, there's the gas range, there's everything there that I've always wished to have, and I don't have any more problem. That's furnished. And the Bible says that every Christian is furnished by the Word of God. Before you can be used, you're furnished. FURNISHED, furnished by the Word of God. If you're not, then you cannot be used. Equipped. That's the meaning of the word vessel. Equipped. The Bible says the only way to do it is for that vessel to be purged. Purge. In the Greek, the term in the Greek is ekatairo, purge. And the word ekatairo means to cleanse thoroughly, purge. Not just to clean, but to cleanse thoroughly. It's one thing to look into a toilet bowl and flush the toilet bowl. When you flush it, it's not clean thoroughly. It's another thing that after flushing the toilet bowl, you get a piece of cloth and you get a piece of cleanser and you put your hand into it and you begin to clean that bowl from top to bottom. That's cleaning it thoroughly. And you know what the Lord says? That the vessel or the equipment the Lord wants to use is one that is cleansed thoroughly. It says, he shall be a vessel unto honor. The word honor in the Greek is time. T-I-M-E. It's like time, but actually it's pronounced as time in the Greek. I am mentioning to you the different Greek words, because like a Chinese character, when it changes how you say it, it changes the meaning. You know what I'm saying? I don't know much of Chinese characters, but you know, when you begin to say, for example, like, when you say, it changes the meaning. Just a little bit of change in the expression of it, you change the total meaning of the word in Chinese characters. The word honor is time. You know what it means? It means of value. That the Lord would like to produce in us a vessel that is of value. Or it means precious. The Lord wants to produce in us a precious vessel. God wants you and me to be a precious vessel. Sanctified. The word sanctified in the Greek is hagiazo. And the word hagiazo means separated. It's the same word as holy. And I have to confess to you that I am not holy at times. My mind can be so corrupt and unholy at times. How about you? You're not always holy. But the Bible says that if you want to be a vessel unto honor, then you've got to be sanctified. Not only equipped, not only cleansed, but separated. Separated from the world and separated to the Word. Separated from sin and separated to righteousness. Separated from the devil and separated towards God. Separated from darkness and separated to light. Sanctified. It means that God wants to use a vessel that is exclusively used by Him and not by others. Did you get that point? Because if that vessel is also used by the world, it cannot be used by God. If that vessel you have tonight, that mind, that heart, that whole being is being used by the devil, expect God not to use it. It means this. When you say hagiazo or sanctified, that this vessel right here is exclusively used by God. Exclusive. Diba? Exclusive. Sanctified. It says meat for the master's use. The word meat in the Greek is eukrestos. Meat. M-E-E-T. This means what? Easily used or you're useful. Or you are profitable. Ikaw ay kapakinabangan. Ikaw ay madaling gamitin. E ayaw gamitin ng Diyos ang mahirap gamitin. Ayaw gamitin ng Panginoon ang isa equipment na napipilitang paggamit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's what you are. That's what many of you are. Some of you, it's so hard for God to use you. You know why? Because you don't want to be used. You think you want to be used, but in reality, you don't want to be used. And let me tell you this, folks. When you speak of irresistible grace, the word irresistible grace is not the same word as God forcing you. Because the Lord does not force anyone. God does not force anyone to be saved. God does not force anyone to serve Him. God makes people willing, but God does not force anybody to serve Him. That's the meaning of the word irresistible grace. Of which many do not even understand. Meat for the master's use or easily to be used. Napakadaling gamitin. Di ba? Gustong-gusto niyo yung isang equipment na madaling gamitin? Ayaw po ninyo yung equipment na napakahirap gamitin. Isa sa uli mo yan. Am I right? Isang spare part. Pag nilagay mo yan doon sa tinanggalan mo ng sirang spare part, gusto mo yung spare part na yan fit for that. Or what? Meet for that. Kung hindi yun fit for that, anong gagawin ng Pilipino? Anong gagawin niya? Re-remedyo niya yan. Tama? Nabili niya na eh. Hindi na pwedeng isa uli. Nailagay na eh. So, kukunin niya, pambira hindi to meet ah. Ang gagawin niya, babawasan ng kaunti. Babawasan ng kaunti. Puk, hasalpak uli. Ay, hindi masyado. Katanggalin, babawasan pa ng kaunti. Ang tawag doon, remedyo. Yun yung mga nagtitipid at mga nagdadaya. Mahilig magremedyo. Eh, alam nyo, ako po, mga kapatid, hindi ako nagpapagawa doon sa mekaniko kung mahilig magremedyo eh. Ang mga sakyan ko, sa kasa ko pinapagawa yan eh. Do you know why? Alam ko, mahal eh. But you know, when you put that there, doon sa kasa mismo, that is guaranteed by them. If not, you could return that to them. You see? Mahal yan. Totoo yun. Pero I want it guaranteed because I want it used for a longer time. Fit for the master's use. Oo. Kaya alam nyo, wala kayong makikita bansa sa buong mundo na napakaraming machine shop. Pilipinas lang. Doon lahat na i-remedyo. Sa machine shop. Wala pong original sa Pilipinas. Wala. Kasi kahit ng original, binabago. Di ba? Bumili ka ng kotse dyan, after 5 years, yung mukha ng kotse, iba na yung mukha. Iba na yung design. Alam nyo ba na that is illegal? And you can be charged by the manufacturer of the car that you change the design of it. Ganyan ang Pinoy. And you know what the Bible says? Dapat, kung tayo nga ay mga ligtas, we become pliable. We become divinely pliable to His will. Ano ibig sabihin ng pliable? You can be easily used. Hindi na nahihirapan ang Panginoon sa iyo. Tama ba ako? Pero you know what? Hindi ko alam kung bakit ang pastor niyo nahihirapan sa iba sa inyo. At nais kong sabihin sa inyo, pag nahihirapan ang pastor niyo sa inyo, nahihirapan din ang Diyos sa inyo. Pasalamat tayo na tayo'y nais gamitin ng Panginoon. Am I right? I mean, look, sabi nga, nung pinutol ni Pedro yung tenga nung isang sundalo, ang sabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, you better put back your sword into the scabbard. You know why? I could have ordered 10 legions of angels to come and deliver me out of this mess. And they would come all of a sudden. But no, folks. And you know what I'm saying here? Aren't you glad and thankful that God has chosen to use an ugly man like me for His own work than angels? God wants to use you. And who are you anyway, folks? Come on, tell me about it, huh? Sino ka ba? Special ka ba? Magaling ka ba? Matalino ka ba? Sino ka ba? Let's be thankful that God has chosen us to become vessels for His use. Wala naman tayong pwedeng pagmalaki, am I right? Wala naman tayong pwedeng sabihin na yung utak na ito sa akin to, yung talino ko nang galing sa magulang ko ito. Hindi nang galing sa magulang, galing sa Panginoon yan eh. O yung aking mga abilities, genetics to, nang genetics, pinagkasabi mo. Nanggaling sa Panginoon yan eh. Am I right? Pero bakit nahihirapan ang Diyos sa'yo? Bakit ang hirap mong makita? Bakit ang hirap mong maging available? Meet. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng meet. Eucharistos. Meet. Useful. Profitable. As ang nais ng Panginoon, kapag siya nagpunta ron sa stock room, you know, andun ka na kagad, oh, available ka na, kukunin ka na lang niya, oh, gamitin mo to, yung gawin mo. Hindi. Ang hirap niyan, pag ang Panginoon nagpunta sa stock room, yung church mismo, nakikita niya, terrible. Ba't wala ito? Nasaan to? Eh, na-offend eh. Bakit? Eh, matagal nang humihingi sa Panginoon trabaho, walang trabaho eh. Eh, na-offend to, bakit? Eh, yung preaching kasi napakahigpit. Eh, na-offend tong taon to, bakit? Eh, you know, eh, pagod eh. Kasi masyadong pagod sa trabaho eh. I mean, alam niyo ba kahit kailan mga kapatid, ang Panginoon di ka papagurin? Ang mundo nakakapagod eh. Hindi po nakakapagod ang pinapagawa ng Panginoon sa iyo eh. Ang nakakapagod yung mundo eh. Ang nakakapagod yung utak natin na ginagamit ng mundo eh. When you let the world use your brain, it becomes so tiresome. Saan ba nagaling ang stress? Sa Panginoon ba nagaling ang stress? Hindi naman eh. Then the word prepared. The word prepared in the Greek means hetoimazo. And what's that word? Hetoimazo. What's the meaning of the word? It means make ready. Prepared unto every good work. Always ready. Always there. When the Lord says, okay, how many of you here is available for me tomorrow? They're always there raising their hands. I am prepared. But no, you do not say that too often. Do you know why? Because you're thinking of so many things in your mind. Am I prepared? You don't say, I am prepared. You say, am I prepared? Instead of making a statement, you ask a question. You don't say, I am prepared, Lord. You say, am I prepared, Lord? Alam niyo, pag ang isang tao, na when the invitation is given, and the pastor says, would you come and give your life to the Lord? You begin to question, am I prepared? And when you ask that question, am I prepared? It means you do not want to come to Christ. That's the only reason, folks. What is real success in life? Is it having a lot of money? No. Kahit nung wala pa akong pera, alam ko rin eh. Kahit nung ako'y walang-wala pa, you know, na kinakailangan maglakad ako na wala akong mamasahe, alam ko na, na ang meaning ng success is not having a lot of money. Hindi natin pinag-uusapan yung worldly success because when you speak of worldly success, you define it by means of what? By means of what you see and what you hold and what you have. So if you have power and you have money and you have everything that you can wish for, you say you are successful before the world. Am I right? Yes, because that is the meaning of worldly success. But worldly success is not divine success. That's quite a different thing. Pagkat pang iba sa inyong may pera at sinabi nyo na ito ang success sa akin, you know what you're saying? Walang pera ito, mahirap to eh. So it's not successful. You do not define success that way, folks. Ako, I rebuke pastors. Until now, they're struggling in the ministry financially. They're struggling financially after so many years. I say, that should not be. I mean, it's okay for you to start with nothing. But ending up with nothing is something else. It's okay to start from zero. But after 10 years, when you still have zero, that's something else. You know what I'm saying? But how do you define divine success? Is it driving a nice car? So you think because I'm driving a nice car, for example, I'm driving a BMW 5 Series, I'm successful? Amor Perdigon was with his colleague, his partner in the law office, not a lawyer. They were walking in a building one day, and all of a sudden, his partner in the law office made a comment. He saw a 5-series BMW. At sabi niya nun kay Amor, Amor, magkaroon lang ako nito. Sabi niya, magkaroon lang ako niyan. Ambira, ako na ang pinaka, pinaka mapalad na tao, na abogado. Magkaroon lang ako niyan. Mamaya, umaandan na yung 5-series. Huminto sa harapan nila. Lumabas yung anak ko, si Princess. Ang sabi, Tito Amor, Tito Amor. Pagalis, sabi ni Amor sa kanyang partner, pambihira ka, ikaw abogado ka na, nangangarap ka pa ng BMW. Ito, estudyante lang, may BMW na. Hindi naman sa kanya, sa tatay niya yun, di ba? Pinakas lang niya eh. Is that how you define divine success though? There's nothing wrong with that. Am I right? There's nothing wrong to have everything that you want in life. When you have the surplus money for it, have it. Fine with me. You'd like to be the big house? Fine with me. Pero ako, kahit kailan nung bata pa ako makakapag, hindi ako nangarap ng mansyon. Naturuan na ako na meron akong mansyon sa langit. Hindi na ako nangarap ng mansyon sa lupa. Anong gusto mo sa mansyon? Laki-laki niya, maglalakad ka araw-araw dyan? Maghahanap pa kayo mag-asawa? Pakita ka ng mansyon na ang laki-laki ng haba-haba ng lamesa, dalawa lang kayong kakain, magkabilang dulo kayo? Nakakausap, kinakailangan nyo ng telepono? Is that how you want to live? It's not success to me. Ha? I really would like to live. Sabi ko, yung aking pinakamagandang bahay na gustong-gusto ko, yung everything is there at the flick of a finger. Yun lang. Pagpasok ko, bedroom na. Pagpasok ko, living room na. Pagpasok ko, lahat na. Tinatabi lahat. Okay? Sa gabi, bababa mo yung bedroom. Sa umaga, hitiklop mo. Gaganan mo naman yung Kaya alam nyo, ang pinakamatipid na bahay, Japanese. And I've always wanted a Japanese house. Hindi ko gusto yung Japanese, ha? Yung bahay lang gusto ko. And if ever you're thinking of having a mansion, well, you know what I'm thinking? I'm just thinking of having a big church. That's to me the success. What's it mean a big church? To be proud of it? No. So that we could be able to evangelize some more. Big house. Don't give me that. Never my line. But what do you mean by successful? Have you come to a place in your life where you say, I'm successful? Huh? I just bought my wife a home theater. A big 46-inch LCD monitor and a Bose home theater. That's expensive, isn't it? I just bought her that. Well, of course, that's me also because in our bedroom. Or if you watch a movie, you know, the whole room moves. Is that success? But you begin to realize, folks, you know what divine success is? I'll tell you what. When God makes me a vessel unto honor. That God blesses my life so I can use those resources for Him. That's success. Because you can have a lot of money. If you're only using that for yourself, I'm telling you, you're a failure. Kung ginagamit mo lang ang pera mo sa sarili mo, you're a big failure. And you know, people have lots of money. It's just like Gokong Wei giving 12 billion pesos to education And boy, it's in the papers, you know. I'm giving 12 billion pesos to education, and then he puts that in his own foundation. And boy, a lot of people who do not know things legal would say, ang galing naman ni Gokong Wei. Nag-donate ng 12 billion sa education. Saan nilagay? Sa kanyang foundation. For what reason? Para hindi siya magbayad ng bilyong-bilyong buwis. Tax relief ang tawag doon. Ha? At para kahit na ano pang gawin niya, education yun. I'll put up a big conference on entrepreneurship. That's education. We can withdraw millions of pesos from that. And I'll use it for education. I would appreciate Gokong Wei if he gave the 12 billion pesos to build and buy properties for low-cost housing for poor people. Now, I would appreciate him for that. You know why? You know what? My wish is? If God would allow me to have that kind of a money, I'm going to buy properties that's vacant here, owned by Chinese people, and they're not doing anything on it, and put up a low-cost housing unit for poor people. Do you know why? Because I do not need to have a lot of money and say, look at my money, I am successful, because that is not how you gauge success. Well, Pastor, see, that happens, we have no savings. That's fine with me. I've been saving up in heaven anyway. Divine success is when you become a vessel that God can use. You know, God can put all the resources into your hands because God gave you a brain. God gave you a heart. God gave you brilliance. And God gave you a heart. God gave you wisdom. And God gave you a heart. And God would allow you to have all of those money so that you could be able to use that for the Lord's work. You are just a cup unto honor. Na dumadaan lamang yung pagpapala doon sa cup na yan at ibinubuhos din sa iba. You know how the Lord fills your cup? You know how God fills your cup? Huh? How? By emptying it. When you always empty your cup, God fills up. How can God fill your cup when you're so stingy with that? When you begin to have a full cup and you say, that's mine. Huh? No one can take it. You want God to fill your cup every time? Empty it. But Pastor, how can I empty it when before I have it, it's already empty? Kulang pa ho sa akin yung sweldo ko. Kulang na kulang. Hindi ko na ho problema yun eh. You know what I'm saying? It's only this, folks. You know, it starts with the motive that we have. Many, many years ago, I was just like you. Maybe worse than you. Because when I started, I had nothing to show. No support. Nothing at all. Except my brain, and my heart, and my hands, and my feet, and my eyes, and my ears. And my Lord. But you know what I told the Lord? Lord, if you can use this undeserving person right here, right now, if you can use me, I am willing to be a vessel in your hand. And whatever comes to me will only pass by me. Alam niyo ibig sabihin ng mga kapatid? Whatever comes to me, only pass by me. And slowly but surely, the Lord began to fill my cup, and I would empty them. Fill my cup, and I would empty them. And when God begins to entrust, to trust me, the Lord began to give me a bigger cup. And the Lord began to fill a bigger cup. I would empty them. Fill it up, empty it. To me, to be blessed of God is not to have all the luxuries in life. To be blessed of God is not to have all the properties I dream of. To be blessed of God is not to have all that I wish to have. But to be blessed of God is when God trusts me with resources and tells me, I am making you a vessel. Kaya nga ang sabi sa Old Testament, labor not to be rich. Huwag tayo magtatrabaho para yumaman. Ang sabi roon sa Timothy, that when you have raiment, and you have a home, and you have food to eat, you are rich already. Am I right? May bahay ka, may pagkain ka, may damit ka. What can you ask for more? You're blessed already. Do you know why? Because when you ask for more and more and more and more, you know what happens? The more you begin to ask for yourself, the more you become envious for somebody else. Huwag nyo nga sabihin sa akin na pagkakaunti lang ang inyong salapi, kakaunti lang ang inggit mo. Pag marami ka ng salapi, marami ng inggit mo. In a way, that's true. But let me tell you this, folks. Envy and covetousness will always be there when you only look for resources that you would use for yourself. But envy and covetousness will never, never rule your life when you make yourself a vessel unto honor to God, where God can just put all the resources that He has and pour it to others who need it. When I think of having a lot of money, I think of not having a lot of things in life. I think of helping pastors who have church buildings and buy properties. And pastors have their own support. Christians have their own resources. Positions given to you does not mean anything if you are not willing to be a vessel and donor. Tawagin mo sa ilimong pastor o preacher o acts preacher o Sunday school teacher o full-time staff. Pero walang kwenta yung ganyang posisyon unless otherwise you have committed yourself to be a vessel unto honor. The Lord does not choose a special few to become vessel unto honor, because when the Lord saved you, it follows that you ought to be a vessel unto honor. Kung ikaw ay ligtas at binabanggit mong ligtas ka at hindi ka sangkap ng Diyos para sa kanyang gawain, para kipang naligtas ka. Para kipang. Ano pa ang silbi ng pagkakaligtas mo? Para pumunta ka ng langit? Anong silbi? Walang silbi ang pagkakaligtas mo kundi sa lupang ito hindi kanya nagagamit. Walang kwentang kaligtasan mo. Walang kwentang pagiging Kristiyano mo kung ginagamit mo lang ang Diyos at hindi ka ginagamit ng Diyos. At mayroon mga Kristiyano ngayong gabi rito na ginagamit ang Diyos pero hindi ginagamit ng Diyos. So stand. Thank you, Lord, so much for your word tonight. And I just, Lord, submit everything into your hand, asking that you would be the one to bless. Christ's name I pray. Amen. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Are you successful before God? Define success to me. Or perhaps define the Christian life. Define service. Define honor. Define sanctify. You know, you might not have many things that you wish to have. And you might not be some of your friends who begin to have more than you have. But you know what? When you know for a fact that God is using you to be a vessel unto honor for whatever reason, that's the greatest thing in life, more than having all the money in the world. And it's your choice if you want to be a vessel unto honor, or you just want to be a sitting Christian there, like a sitting duck, wagging its tail, nothing doing. The altar is here.